Hello, America.
This is Curbslider.
And you're listening to...
Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio, episode 106. Hey gang, welcome back. Coming up on this episode, Insomnia Radio goes open source, why we don't need the mainstream, and a whole bunch of other stuff, but primarily some great, great upbeat music. We're going to start things off with The Strays.
My name is Jay Muna. I'm an internet consultant and musician. I'm also the host of Online Music Marketing, a podcast about using internet tools to promote music. The show is geared at independent musicians, record and radio industry types, podcasters, and anyone with an interest in independent music promotion. Please check out the show at onlinemusicmarketing.com. I'm always looking for stories, comments, and ideas, so please don't be shy about dropping me a line or leaving a comment on the blog. Once again, that's onlinemusicmarketing.com. Hope to see you soon.
Hold through one.
Are you exhausted yet? In a good way, of course. That band right there was Famous. And you can check them out at famoustheband.com. Why do I like them? Besides, I mean, the obvious energy that that song has, two reasons. They remind me a lot of, I gotta say, Rage Against the Machine and a little bit of early Soundgarden. Reason number two is all of the tracks that they recorded for their debut album, they threw out the computers, they threw out the Pro Tools, they got in the same room, and they just recorded it live. That is why you hear so much energy in that track. And I don't know, I think it was also recorded to analog, and that definitely just gives it that warm, just really vibrant sound. So anyway, Famous, the band, they are on Burning Records, which I highly recommend you guys check out. I can't say anything else. They're just getting started, but they're definitely going places. Kicking off the show was The Strays. And these guys they're from London. They met in Los Angeles, but their MySpace profile says they're from London and Los Angeles in Athens, Georgia. So I'm not really sure. They're playing all over the place. Right now, I believe they're playing primarily in the Atlanta, Georgia, I don't know. Let me take a look real quick. I should have had this ready. Okay, The Strays, MySpace. If you don't want to deal with the MySpace route, go to thestrays.net. That's a much easier URL to get to. And it looks like these guys are playing... what are we at? October, mid-October. Houston, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Tempe, Arizona. If you want to get their show dates, you can find that at thestrays.net also. Just look at the bottom under tour dates. These guys are really DIY. I mean, they've got a lot of history, but kind of a little... I hear a little bit of Killers in there, except a little bit... what's the word? Just more energy, I guess. I'm in an energetic mood today, so I might say that word a lot. Anyway, great. I gotta say, great way to kick off the show with those two tracks. I just came across those this week. One of them courtesy of Iota, and the other courtesy of Burning Records. So props to everybody involved for getting these bands out there and into my hands, because I love them. Okay, I can tell this is going to be a talking my head off show. So let's stop it cold right there. I've got a new segment for you guys. It is called Tracks from the Vault. I spent about an hour creating this 10-second sweeper that I think is pretty cool. And I think it's going to be a new regular segment in the show, because after 100 episodes or so, you know, a lot of the music that catapulted the show and that we began with has been, you know, sort of trailed off and disappeared and been forgotten about. And I don't want that to happen, because without these earlier tracks, this show wouldn't even exist. It was so hard to find music, you know, back in 2004 for podcasts. And now that there's a bigger audience, I definitely want to highlight these again. So I hope you enjoyed. And with that said, here we go.
Somnia Radio. Tracks from the Vault.
Got yourself blamed. You know your room was just a room, but now it's feeling like a tomb.
Now, that last song was definitely a voice from the past. I want to say November or December 2004. Manda and the Marbles with their track Upside Down from their, don't quote me on this, I believe it was their second full-length album, Angels with Dirty Faces. They've been around since 2001. They started in Columbus, Ohio as the Marbles, and then later in 2004 became Manda and the Marbles, signed to Addison Records. And they got a lot of podcast play, a lot of exposure, and then dropped off the face of the earth. And their last activity seems to have been at the beginning of this year. And it's been, we're closing in on 2 years since their last album. So I'm hoping that they haven't died off. They haven't announced it, but I'm hoping that they make a comeback very soon. Before, did I mention the URL? MandaandTheMarbles.com. Before that, The Amphibians, I originally found them on GarageBand, I believe, and that was almost 2 years ago for the Halloween 2004 episode of Hardcore Insomnia Radio. I think it was number 5, and it was called the GarageBand Festivus. It was the first time that I had used tracks from GarageBand.com. It's still a good resource, too, by the way. You can find them. Let me check out their URL. I've got all these tabs open, but I don't have the right one ready. Amphibians, where are you? Okay, the only place you can find them on the web, it looks like, is myspace.com/amphibians. And they do have 4 tracks that you can download for free on that page. So, yeah, go check them out. And that is the Tracks from the Vault segment. Hope you guys enjoy that. It might just be one track in the future, but I wanted to kick it off with a bang, so to speak. Okay, gang, got a few things to talk about. First and foremost, thank you so much for the tremendous response for Insomnia Radio 105, the one that Scott and I co-hosted. We had a blast doing that, and hopefully you were able to catch the forum-only episode also that we did. If not, if you're a registered member at the forum, insomniaradio.net/forum, you can get that episode and the previous 3 episodes. We call those Mental Doodles and Lost Thoughts. They're just for forum members, episodes that I do once in a while, usually accompanied by a beer and late at night and kind of free form. It's fun. So if you're not a member, definitely go check it out. And there's a lot of mixtapes there in the forum too. Ours and ones that are posted by other forum members. So, yeah. Anyway, really appreciate all the response and all the positivity. Is that a word? Positivity. Okay. that you guys gave us. And we will do it in the future. Won't be very soon, but as soon as possible. Okay. Next bit of business. The voting. The voting, it's a slippery slope, for lack of better terms. I've had a few people approach me and say, don't you think it's kind of messed up if, you know, a band has 25,000 friends on MySpace and you ask them to, you know, to get the word out about voting for them, and then you go and ask this, you know, a band that has like 2,000 friends. I want to let you guys know what the way that this is all structured. Basically, as soon as the episode posts, I put the poll on the site at insomniaradio.net, and I send each band that's been featured on the show a very generic message. In other words, I don't personalize it. I send them all the same message, and I post it on their comments and also send them a message via MySpace. So there's no bias happening there. And I kind of have to disagree that number of friends matters. And I'll give you an example. The Rewinds, okay, spends Artist of the Month, for starters, 24,000 friends on MySpace. Sent them the message. They got the word out. Off the Bridge, 4,000 friends on MySpace. Sent them the message. They got the word out. And they won. So, you know, they won that Artist of the Week showdown. So I mean, I think we're doing this about as fairly as possible, but if any of you guys have suggestions that may work a little bit better, I'm totally open to those, because this is kind of a new frontier for the show. Jason@insomniaradio.net is the email for that. And I'm looking at the timer. Yeah, I've been talking a while. I want to talk a little bit more about the rewinds and the mainstream and just all that junk. But first, let's play some more music. This is, get this, this is a band called 50 Foot Wave. And some of you may know the name Kristen Hirsch. She fronted a band called The Throwing Muses. This is her new band. It's 50 Foot Wave with Hot Pink Distorted on Insomnia Radio. Enjoy it. Foot Wave here on Insomnia Radio, and you can find a blog that is penned by Kristen Hirsch, which is pretty much the homepage for all things Kristen Hirsch, Throwing Muses, and 50 Foot Wave at throwingmusic.com/blog.
Hi, my name is Chance. Enter to win an iPod Nano by getting my new CD 11 through 15 at mynameischance.com. You listen to Insomnia Radio. No, continue to listen to Insomnia Radio because you're faster, stronger, prettier, have little to no body odor, and just finished reading Tale of Two Cities and Nietzsche's Human All Too Human because you were freaking bored and you just want to listen to some music, damn it!
I love that. That, of course, means it is time for the Chance Treasure Hunt Week 2. Last week, we had a winner. We had a few people respond. I know it wasn't totally easy, but it was fun. And Josh was the winner. The Chance CD is already on its way, and I'm going to wait till I have all the winners to send out the Insomnia Radio t-shirts. So definitely look forward to that, and send me your address. All right. I think instead of cramming this all, we're going to just experiment, I mean, because it can't hurt. I think reading all the questions at once may be a little bit overwhelming, so I'm going to read a couple now and a couple in a few more minutes. So here is week two's questions. Number one, Chance has a bumper sticker. What does it say? Number two, on Tuesday of last week, actually, American John C. Mather, a senior astrophysicist for NASA, was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics, along with George F. Smoot, for their discovery of the black body form and anisotropy, of the cosmic microwave background radiation, or work that helped cement the Big Bang theory of the universe using the Kobe satellite. The question? What was the first name of Kobe Bryant's Big Bang in which he got into so much freaking trouble? Those are the first two questions. We're going to play another track, and I'll hit you with the remaining questions after that. This song's a little bit different. It's got vocals by the Clever Bastards' Mike Curley and music by a band called Cats in Houses, but I really like the ambience of it. Check it out. This is Yeah by Cats in Houses.
Tongue's been talking like it's gone.
Cats in Houses, and that's with a Z on both ends. They, from what I can tell, they do not have a website yet, but if you go to myspace.com/Makoto Productions, that is Mike Curley's clearinghouse for all of his projects, including Live in the Lounge, which is coming, I promise. We're just having some trouble getting the website live, but it looks really good, and I want to give a very loud shout to Marcy from IR Orlando, who designed the whole damn thing, and she did a really great job of it. What was I saying? I think that was it. Oh, lots of sidetracking going on. Chance Treasure Hunt, question number 3. Pay attention, this one's a little tricky. Find these pictures and give URLs to support your find. A handlebar mustache on someone who also wears glasses. 2. A delicious pizza. That one should be easy. 3. An Indian head penny. And 4. A koala bear on the back of a German shepherd. Google Images will be your friend. Images.google.com for the uninitiated. And number 4 in the Trans Treasure Hunt. Say that 10 times fast. 3 teams have won the Super Bowl 5 times. Who are they? The last question will be at the tail end of the show, which it looks like we're actually approaching. But, yeah, so I've got something to talk about. 2 things, actually, and I'll break these up between songs. The first one is kind of big. You might call it an announcement. But let me see what you think. Okay, so I think the best way to approach this is just to read the blog that I posted on MySpace. I haven't posted this anywhere else or talked about it yet, but I just kind of want to read it verbatim, and I think that will adequately explain what's on my mind here. Okay. I began Insomnia Radio with zero experience in the music industry and no experience in the broadcast industry, and when I started, something told me I would be doing this full-time in some form. When the regional shows began rolling out, most of the people that approached me were in the exact same boat, and their shows are magic because of it. Citizen media just requires a bit of time and a lot of passion. Recently, though, and I'm sure it's become obvious to you guys, these shows are coming out with less and less frequency. And the reason is that reality simply has to take precedence over hobbies. And I certainly don't hold anything against any of the hosts for this, but I started thinking about all of it. Call me crazy, but is there any sound reason why Insomnia Radio Seattle, for example, has to be manned by only one host? What if I gave you a microphone and a bunch of songs from the Pac Northwest, or the resources to find your own, let you pick the best, and then said, just play these and tell the world why you love them? Call me even crazier, but is there any reason that Insomnia Radio Seattle has to be hosted by someone living in Seattle? I mean, I've started a magazine without meeting anyone on the staff and have only met one of the Insomnia Radio hosts in the real world. I mean, I'm actually employed by someone I've never met, so chew on that for a moment. Simply put, the fuel that keeps Insomnia Radio running is not me or the other hosts, it's the artists who submit their music to us. It's the listeners who want to hear the music from their backyard. Without them, we would not even exist. The most important factor in producing a podcast is consistency. And the highlight is, of course, the music, not necessarily who's behind the mic. Now, I don't say this to imply that the hosts are not important. It's quite the opposite. But the most important thing is getting the music out to the masses. So with all this bantering behind me, I propose this. If you are interested in hosting one show or several shows, just reach out and tell me. There are, of course, some quality standards, but I've worked one-on-one with each and every one of the Insomnia Radio hosts to help them improve their shows, and I'm willing to also do that for anyone else. So there you guys have it. I think that speaks for itself, and maybe I'm off base, but, you know, I don't think there's any reason why Insomnia Radio couldn't be open source to some extent. So anyway, if you want to chat about this, my inbox is always open. Jason at insomniaradio.net. If you're on Skype, my username there is Hardcore Insomnia, one word. And yeah, so I'll let that simmer a little bit, and we'll play some more music. This is a band called Stereo Skyline and their song Caution Girls. Stereo Skyline, and that was, of course, the requisite post-emo track for this episode. I keep doing that, but I don't know if it's in. It's good stuff. You can find them at myspace.com/stereoline. Now, Chance Treasure Hunt, question number 5, the final one, and you guys better get this one right. Who is funnier, Chris Rock or Dane Cook? Send all your answers to jason@insomniaradio.net. The first person with all the correct answers will hear directly from Chance and get his new CD shipped out to them with, I think he's thrown in some bumper stickers and t-shirts also. No, not t-shirts. I'm throwing in the t-shirts. He's throwing out bumper stickers and buttons. The Insomnia Radio t-shirt will be shipped out to everyone all at once at the end of the month. So, yeah. Man, I guess I've got a lot on my mind. Consider this, I don't know, talk back number two, if you will, but help me solve a mystery. And I've been doing a little bit of sleuthing myself, but I would love to hear your insight on this. I'm wondering if getting exposure in the mainstream really makes a difference. Here's why. Okay, we'll take Recliner for the first example, and I think I've already talked about this, but I'll recap it really quickly. Recliner's story, and they've been kicking around for about 3 years. They have had their music featured on 5 high-profile sports video games that are published across all the platforms. They've had 2 of their videos featured on the Fuse Network for quite a while. They just recently got a great, great review in Performer Magazine. And to cap it all off, they had their music video for Float Away featured as the editor's choice video on the front page of the RollingStone.com newsletter. And this goes out to like 4 million people. Album sales have not increased at all. And it's really confusing. Let me give you another example. As you know, I love the Rewinds. They have their album is just unbelievable. It made my top 10 albums of all time, you know, that I've come across doing the show. They about a month or so ago, they were featured as Spin Magazine's Artist of the Month. Now that is ginormous. I was scheduled to do an interview with the Rewinds on Friday, but I had some technical problems, which I have figured out, so I will be getting the interview soon. But something made me call JP Peters from Livewire, their record label, and JP is the new media director, handles a lot of the promotion, things like that. And it was interesting, because in this discussion, I pretty much learned that despite, you know, the Rewinds being featured in Spin Magazine, for crying out loud, album sales have not increased at all. And I guess the third story to kind of wrap this all together is my own experience. During the first 6 to 8 months of doing this show, I had just this media blitz. I was written about in the New York Times, Wired Magazine, Business Week, the Fresno Bee, CMJ Magazine. I mean, it just all kept coming all at once, one after the other. But you know what? It didn't. I mean, I had a slightly noticeable increase in subscribers and downloads, but nothing major. You know, I've had more response from bands telling their fans, hey, you got to check out this show, they played me, or from, you know, just word of mouth from you guys. So it really makes me wonder, do we need the mainstream? Do these bands need the mainstream to succeed? And I'm starting to think no. I mean, I honestly almost want to dedicate an entire episode to this, and I know this isn't a talk show, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, if you guys have any thoughts or insight, or you just want to sound off, jason@insomniaradio.net is the email address for that. Now, I still have some more music for you guys. I hope you've enjoyed the tracks on this one. I definitely am enjoying the tracks. This next band, second to last song, by the way. The last one's kind of a last-minute surprise. We'll talk about that in a minute. I played their track called Rock Your Body quite a while ago. The band is Autovon. They've got a new song which is amazing. It's called On the Radio, and here it is. Enjoy it.
for the weekend, staring at the light, staring at the light. You're looking at us like we're crazy, about to start a fight, about to start a fight. We must be. Something, afraid of taking flight, afraid of taking flight. Our situation's got you worried. We won't come back tonight, we won't come back tonight.
That was Otto Vaughn. They're from Nashville, Tennessee. And you can find them at myspace.com/Otto Vaughn. And guys and gals, that is going to do it, just about do it, for Insomnia Radio 106. Hope you guys have enjoyed all the discussion and all the music. Just go support the bands, you know, send them an email. Even if you don't buy their music, just say, hey, I heard your stuff, you rock. Bands really, that means more to them than you think. I promise you that. So, yeah, I think we got all the business out of the way. Everything I wanted to talk about. Yes, one last thing. This last song, I love the title. It's called Song Has Been Deleted by Artist. You see that all the time if you look at people's profiles and they link to a song to play on their profile and the band deleted it for whatever reason. But the person singing it, it may take you kind of aback a little bit. It may surprise you. As you guys know, I was managing and still am to some extent Blame Amy. But now it's more like I'm managing just Jamal Boucher, who was their chief songwriter and lead singer. They have left the label that they were on, Piggyback Records. And after that happened, every band member left. Jamal fell into a slump for a while, and through a little bit of intervention and a little bit of inspiration on his part, he's back in the saddle and kind of starting from scratch. I mean, literally, just starting from scratch. So what he's been doing is trying to write a song a week about any topic, not necessarily aiming for it to be a hit song or anything like that, but just writing and recording and getting it out there. So this is kind of a fun, very minimal, fun, quirky song that he wrote about MySpace. And it's called Song Has Been Deleted by Artist. I'll see you guys next week for Insomnia Radio 107. Don't forget to vote for your favorite artist at insomniaradio.net. Take care, guys, and keep it loud.
I read your bulletins each day, and I hang on every line. I comment each one of your pics, but you never comment mine. I fill out each survey you post, so I can try to make it clear which girl I hate the most. On Laguna Beach this year, what do I have to do to finally break through into your top 8 friends? All I have is this guitar, but it really don't compare to your Chuck Norris avatar. Roundhouse kicking through the air, I guess that I could try maybe sending candy grams, 'cause you just won't accept friend requests from any bands. What do I have to do to finally break through into your top 8 friends? You know the sun is shining bright, morning, noon, and night, inside your top 8 friends.
The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.